Fill it up, let me breathe in one more time. Should I look? Am I still asking as a sign? Disregard every thought for one more taste to taste. Never keeping in my mind the mind that wastes. Rain sets in, scratches through this numbing air. For a moment, do I think that I could care? And how am I relating to them of this kind? I don't know. Looking in, am I afraid of what I'd find? Oh no, I don't belong, not here.
For coming.
Thanks for listening, people. We appreciate it.
10% of America.
I'm giving you a tax cut, and I'm giving you health care. Mr. President, minute and a half.
Let's see where to start here. First, the National Journal named Senator Kennedy the most liberal senator of all. And that's saying something, that bunch. You might say that took a lot of hard work. The reason I bring that up is because he's proposed $2.2 trillion in new spending, and he says he's going to tax the rich to close the tax gap. He can't. He's going to tax everybody here to fund his programs. That's just reality. And what are his health programs? First, he says he's for medical liability reform, particularly for OBGYNs. There's a bill on the floor of the United States Senate that he could have showed up and voted for if he's so much for it. Secondly, he says that the medical liability costs only cost 1% increase. That shows a lack of understanding. Doctors practice defensive medicine because of all the frivolous lawsuits that cost our government $28 billion a year. And finally, he says he's going to have a novel health care plan. You know what it is? The federal government's going to run it. It is the largest increase in federal government health care ever. And it fits with his philosophy. That's why I told you about the award he won from the National Journal. That's what liberals do. They create government-sponsored health care. Maybe you think that makes sense. I don't. Government-sponsored health care would lead to rationing. It would ruin the quality of health care in America.
Senator Kerry, we got several questions along this line, and I'm just curious if you'd go further on what you talked about with tort reform. Would you be favoring capping awards on pain and suffering? Would you limit attorney's fees? Yes. To follow up on this one.
Yeah, I think we should look at the punitive.
All right. You guys are the best. You know that? The best. Well, please let your friends know this isn't our last show in Oregon. We're going to be playing on Saturday night up in Portland at the Aladdin Theater. Hope some of you guys will go.
Spooky!
We got a lot of surprises for you. They really shouldn't let it be an all-ages show, but I think it is.
While we're on the topic of being spooky, we get a round of applause for our light guy. It's Adam Budney's birthday tonight.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Adam Gerard Budney, 24 years old.
Spooky lights. Is he really 24?
Yeah.
I thought he was 25 this year.
No.
Motherfucker's young. Whew. I mean, compared to me, you know.
Hey, could you watch your language?
Thank you.